Hey, and welcome to Epistle, a devotional podcast that goes through the New Testament one book at a time. Welcome to the end of season 13 of Epistle. And as we go through the New Testament, we're going to continue our tradition at the end of each book as we look at the different major themes that we've talked about and then give a broad overview of all of the different books that we've covered. And maybe you're familiar with this, maybe this isn't your particular cup of tea, but I'd encourage you just to spend some time and just reconsider the different things that we've talked about as we've gone through this second letter that Paul writes to Timothy. And from my perspective, looking at this letter, I believe we see three particularly strong themes throughout this letter. And you might have more, and that's fine, but these are the three that particularly stand out to me. And the first of those themes is the final encouragement from a mentor to his mentee. As you see Paul writing as one who has trained and helped equip Timothy for a life in ministry, not even just in ministry, but just in following Jesus in everyday life. We see that this is not a deathbed confession of things that he regrets, but this is a letter that is full of encouraging and strengthening words that Timothy would continue to stand strong. You know, when you don't have long to live, you tend to make the words count. And this is exactly what Paul does in this letter, that as he considers the brevity of his life, as he's not entirely sure when this execution is going to come, he sees that he doesn't have long, and he is going to use the time to help strengthen Timothy. The second theme that you see here is exactly what that encouragement is, that he ought to stand strong in the things that he has been taught. Considering how far people will fall from the gospel message, Paul is encouraging Timothy to not just stand strong in the gospel, but to allow himself to be an example for other people to follow, that they might be able to stand strong based off of his example. That Timothy's growth and development as a leader will be put to the test, especially as people continue to fall away from the gospel message and will pursue their own version of salvation, their own idea of hope and help that will bring them into life after death. The third and final theme that I want to talk about today here is the importance of having proper leaders in place as a church. And there's something to be said, and we've talked about this already before, but bad leaders in a local church bring hardship. They bring pain. They bring hurt. They bring apostasy. And there's all sorts of toxic things that they bring into the church, which contrasts the wise and godly leaders that Paul would desire to see being in place, that they would elevate the church to help the church grow and to multiply. And here you, again, just the importance of having good leaders. Now, there's a lot of different things that happen in a church, and we recognize that. And there's different practices. And I would propose to you here that if you are at a church that's trying to decide who's going to be in the spot of leadership, and you really don't have any strong candidates, that you would pause, that you would hit pause, that you would not appoint someone who is going to be a bad fit, and that you would actually view the fact that, you know what, not having somebody is better than having the wrong person here. That is the healthier route to take. And, you know, you might go for a while without somebody being in that kind of leadership position. And that's okay, because God will lead people to be in that position based on their giftings, based on how he equips and prepares people. And you want to be on God's timeline and not your own. So as we come to the end here of 2 Timothy, we're going to just give the broad overview of what we've covered so far. As we look through the New Testament, we see that the Gospels is a recapping of the life and ministry and the saving work of Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, we see an overview of the history of the early church. In the letter to the Romans, we see Paul summarizing the Christian faith for the believers in Rome. The first letter to the Corinthians brings instruction for conduct within the church. 2 Corinthians talk about Paul's apostolic qualifications from a compassionate heart. Galatians looks at justification through faith. And in Ephesians, we see what we believe and how we ought to behave as the people of God. In Philippians, we find joy in the face of adversity. Colossians allows us to see our part in the greater picture of God's kingdom. 1 Thessalonians invites us to abide and find comfort and joy in the gospel. The second letter to the Thessalonians reminds us to remain steadfast until Jesus Christ returns. The first letter to Timothy shows us how to pastor the church while refuting false teachings, and 2 Timothy invites us to stand firm and proclaim the gospel to a sinful world. So that'll about wrap it up for season 13. Next episode, we will get into season 14 as we look at Paul's letter to Titus. Thanks for listening to Epistle. You can find, follow, and give feedback on our Instagram page at @e_pistle. You can find all of the episodes for this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and please feel free to share them with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.